And it's the time that I look forward to. I look forward to every time we do this because it's always such great fun. We're going to be talking, not that I look forward to tax on a regular basis, obviously, but we always have a bit of a laugh with it. So I'm joined by the lovely Claudia from Spencer. Good morning to you, Claudia.
Good morning, Giles. Good morning.
Good to have you with us. Now, the thing is, Claudia, okay, is that, you know, we love living here. There's nothing better than living here, is there, really? And you know, and summer, and the clocks went back, and everything, all the clocks went forward.
Hate that. Hated.
I woke up at 7 in the morning thinking, what's going on? It's dark.
You know, I had visitors from my friend from Peru, and she didn't know what was going on. Like, she's been here since last week, and she said to me, what's going on? Why is it so bright? I said, they changed the hour. She said, oh, I didn't know. This was three days after Saturday.
Here on the Costa del Sol, the sun never sets. But isn't it, it's great when summer comes and everybody's looking summer. I mean, I'm obviously in black, but I've got a black T-shirt on. But you're looking very summery today. And, the reception and admin today in the studio looking very summery. But and it's great having friends over, but it does, doesn't it? It does make the working day a little hard sometimes.
Yeah, it does. It does. I can assure you.
Right then, what are we looking at? We're looking at because people want to come over and they want to rent. And rent is a big thing at the moment because people are saying, you know, the rental market is obviously booming. And this means that this has implications for people who wish to rent out properties. Tell me, so let's go through this piece by piece, Claudia. Is Hacienda interested in this? But of course, Hacienda is interested in anything that we do. So tell us a little bit about if they're popular or not.
Oh, well, it depends who you're asking. For the tax office, they love sending letters. But for us that we receive them, I don't think so. But the truth is that in the last couple of years, we've seen an increase in letters received by foreigners. And I don't know if it's because foreigners tend to ignore the letters because a misunderstanding that they have, or maybe by ignorance. And when you hear those horror stories that people have in the pub that they talk about, oh, my bank account has been embargoed.
Yes.
You hear that. It is because people have ignored the tax office and they say, oh, a letter, I don't bother. And what happens is whatever it's ruled in this letter, the tax office, if you don't respond, they say, oh, okay, I continue my process, I'm right. Mm. So I say you owe me tax, you pay it to me. And they continue the process and then the result is that you have to pay a fine, the tax that they think that you owe them.
Now, when we're saying foreigners, I mean, we're talking about foreign residents. We're talking, or they, just because if they see a name that says Svensson, or they see a name that says Brown, if they say a name they Brown, obviously it's my name, they light up. But are we talking about any sort of foreigner, basically?
Yes. This is what we think. Okay, yeah. The theory is because it's very easy for them to fine you because you don't respond and defend yourself, so they target you. So.
So how do we get away then? How do we avoid being by this targeting?
When you arrive to Spain, the first thing you need to do, if you're a non-resident or you're a resident, you need to register in the tax office and you need to provide them, please, with the correct address for the tax office to send you a letter. Now, if you live in El Campo or somewhere where you never get the postman, okay, because, by the way, letters are sent by post, okay? You have certified letters. So if you live there, please get somebody like us to act as your fiscal representation person, because that means that the letters will be received by us. And then we can inform you by telephone, by email, oh, Mr. Smith, here, the tax office has sent you this letter. You have to do that, whatever. Yeah, important.
Very important. If you can't say I'm living in a cottage by a lake, for example, they can't see. You have to give an address that they can register post to.
Very important.
And so here I am. I've got my fiscal address. It's going to yourselves because I've given you, permission to handle my mail, the fan mail. You only get I get mail twice a year, and that one is Christmas, and one is whenever Hacienda decide to have a pop. True story. So, if I get a letter from the tax office, what next?
Okay, very important. They give you a time to respond. Normally, it's 10 working days, which is 2 weeks. Okay, mm-hmm. Saturdays and Sundays do not count. And if you can't gather all the information they're requesting, you can ask for an extra week. An extra 5 days. So you've got 3 weeks and you must respond something on those 3 weeks. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So you got that. That's not a problem. What sort of things do I need to provide then?
Okay. So we're assuming that it's an inspection related to rental.
Right. Okay.
So first thing, very important, is proof of income. Okay. You think that's easy. Okay. I'll just declare the amount I've received in income. First mistake. That is incorrect, okay? Because what Spain wants you to declare is exactly what is stated on your rental agreement.
Okay? Yeah.
So normally one has an agent, yeah? And your agent takes his commission.
Correct.
And sometimes they even buy things that are broken for you. And then they pay you the difference. And that's what you would assume you should declare. No. You have to ask your agent, please give me an invoice and for your commission and whatever you've paid, I'll deduct that commission and that invoice as an expense and I will declare as income the whole amount received.
So okay. That's the agents and whatever they've bought, for example, yeah, for the
exactly,
exactly. Damages, okay.
Now that's for income, okay. Now the second thing, easy. You've deducted lots of expenses. You need to prove
new sofa, new table, that sort of thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Everything you've related to that you have now. You need to have a proper invoice. If the property is the name of two people. In the name of the two people, or of the landlords in this case, okay? And now, this is tricky as well, because Spain has special rules, and some expenses cannot be deducted 100%. They depend on the nights that you have rented out your property. So when you have been, when the property has been empty, or you have been using it, those days, especially for utilities, electricity bills, water, cannot be deducted that expense on full. You have to do it on pro rata days to the nights the rental agreement states.
Quick question here, because we're talking long-term rent here. This is presumably the same if you were doing holiday rent, if you were doing short-term rent?
Especially for holiday rentals. Okay, so if you've only rented out in a month 15 days, when you get your electric bill, you can deduct 15 days only.
Right. Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. So you can't, yeah, so if you had a holiday let and go, I go away in August, let the villa out, but we had people in for 3 weeks, you can't give them the whole full week's electric bill.
Okay. No, that's another rule that people do not miss. And then, of course, they can always ask for things like property deeds, proof of payment of the expenses, and evidence of any tax paid in your country. Imagine that you are a resident and you're renting your property in the UK.
Right. I can be taxed on that as well.
Exactly. You can be taxed. There's all the double treaties that are signed between Spain and other countries. Where the property is located is where you are taxed. And then where you are resident, you declare that tax, that income again, but you are able to deduct the tax that you've paid in the other country. So in other words, I'm living in Spain. I have a property that I rent in the UK.
Yep.
The UK is allowed to tax me that tax that I paid in the UK. I can deduct from the tax that I owe to the Spanish guys.
So you're not going to get taxed twice on that thing.
No, you cannot do that. Okay.
Right. And of course, as a Spanish resident, you must get, we've talked about this before, it's worldwide income.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. Yes, correct.
T- tax inspection, are they going to come through the door? What other issues have you, knowing Hacienda.
Yeah. There's others because now, Giles, there's automatic exchange of information agreement in place between many, many countries. So that means the tax office just goes and checks what's being declared in the inland revenue. Okay. Yeah. So they just can, they can see that your UK property has been declared because they get that information from the inland revenue. Now, there's a problem with the tax year. Okay. Especially with the UK because the tax year in Spain is from January to December. However, in the UK, as we all know, it's from April to April. So if you have declared in your income tax declaration April to April, it won't match the figure that the tax office has that you should have declared, should be from January to December. So you have to be careful with that. You have to match it to the Spanish time. Okay.
Okay. Not a problem at all. Any deductions then, going back to rental income? I mean, did they presumably they want you to do they would prefer to have a long term rent than lots of short term rents. It makes it easier for them.
Yes, that is true. There is a very good deduction if you are renting it long term. Okay, if you're if you have an agreement with somebody who's living in your home, okay, you have a deduction of 60%. What does that mean? If your net income, after deducting the expenses, it's 10,000 euros. You do not pay tax on 10,000 euros. You pay tax on 4,000 euros. So it's a pretty good deduction.
That's some good news coming out, Claudia. Exactly.
Very good news.
And presumably you need to be able to demonstrate that.
Of course, yes. You have to have proof of that, like always. Yes.
Okay, so there I am with my property portfolio, my several apartments, my country place, my little pied-à-terre, and let's say, and then my main house, because but I don't rent out my main house, but I do rent out the apartment on the beach. What happens if I, you know, that second property and I don't rent? Do I have to declare?
If you don't rent it, okay. This is Spain, as we all know. So a second property, when you're a resident, is taxable. For non-residents, their property in Spain is always taxable. For a resident, their second property, even if it's in the UK, in China or Japan, you have to pay tax on it if it is empty and not rented out.
Right, okay.
And the tax that you paid is embedded. We in Spence Clark call it deemed income. And based on the Spanish property, is based on the valor catastral. And if it's a foreign property that you have outside, it's based on the purchase price. Okay.
And if you're a non-resident as well, you need to declare on your non-Spanish properties as well, yeah? On your Spanish properties, sorry.
Yes, exactly. Non-residents actually have to file quarterly declarations to declare their rental income. And then they have to declare their annual declarations when it's empty. And therefore, in the case that you're renting for holiday rentals, so your property is not rented all the time, you can end up filing 5 declarations quarterly. Yeah. For the quarters, and then for the time it hasn't been rented out, the annual ones for the days it's been empty. So
okay,
a lot of declarations there.
You know how we were saying about how the all the different departments now talk to themselves because they're all very tech savvy in the whole thing. And if you think you can get away with it, I'll just quietly put my holiday rental on one of those, you know, those rental sites.
Yeah.
You know, an Airbnb or booking.com, whatever.
Listen. if you got it in one of Airbnb and one of the holiday homes or whatever they're called, you're in problems because the tax office now has information that they can get. The Airbnb and all these people have to declare to the Spanish tax authorities that you've been renting out. Yeah. So for you to not declare it is actually very stupid.
The other thing is, of course, I know in Barcelona, I know Madrid and Andalusia as well. It's not just a question of, I think I'll rent my house out, because there are now licenses that need to be.
Yes, every autonomous region has their rules, and you need to find out what these rules are, because you can be fined very heavily if you're renting out holiday rental homes, not long term, and you haven't got a license to do. Okay, yeah. And you have to do it mainly. Every community, as I said, have their own rules, but you have to have it.
Otherwise. I mean, the Andalusians one, they include things like air conditioning in every room.
Exactly.
And they can't. It's not a mobile unit; it has to be fixed.
Exactly.
You need a little tourist stand. No, you do, I looked at this. A little tourist stand so you can put the brochures in for people. There's so many interesting.
Oh, I think it's so stupid because I'm not in agreement with that. Every time they give these rules, it's less freedom for everybody. We're so controlled. And Giles, you know what? Another thing is
revolution here.
Revolution.
And liberty from Spence Clark. Yes, go on.
I need to tell you something.
Okay.
From our experience, we know an inspector, very nice person, who actually goes to places like Gaussin and goes there.
Other places are available. Other Pueblos Blancos are available, by the way. Yes.
And he knocks on the door. Okay.
It's like undercover.
Really? He goes there. He has all the time of the world. He has his coffee and he goes there and he knocks the house and he says, oh, hello. What's your name? Are you the owner? Who are you? Give me your identification. So that's the easiest way to find out if you're renting your property, because if you're not the owner, why haven't you declared a tax declaration? And if it's empty, so yeah, he's around. He's over in Soto Grande as well. Soon, I'm sure he'll be over here in Marbella.
So we'll look out for the undercover hacienda, the special agent, double O H. If people have any more questions or queries and I want to find out more information on this or any other of the tax subjects that you have, of course, you've got the excellent website.
Spence Clark's website is www.spenceclark.com.
And if they were, and the phone numbers, and if you want to get in contact with you as always?
Yes, you can send me an email to me personally at claudia@spenceclark.com, or the telephone number is 952-822-2943. Thank you.
No problem at all, Claudia from Spence Clark. As always, good to have you in the studio. Look forward to seeing you and enjoy this lovely weather.
Bye.